Yeah, hey, this is Lucas Barfield, and you are tuned into the Cannabis Corner, a show we're doing right here on KTAH, Tacoma's community radio station. And we're going to be doing this a weekly show, and we're going to be doing it on the topic of cannabis, and we're going to be doing probably four or five headlines, and then maybe some type of topic to talk about. Like today, we're going to be talking about storing cannabis, and we're going to be doing this show, and if you want to get more information on what I'm doing and others are doing on the topic of cannabis, you can find me on Twitter at MJIsMedicine. That's how you can find me on Twitter as dealing with the topic of cannabis. So thanks for checking us out. And you can find us, the KTAH. You can find us on Facebook and hit like over there. And if you're interested in doing a show, we can get you, if you have something you're passionate about, let us know and we can get you a show too. So we're going to do some headlines real quick. First one up is, this headline is sort of in response to our Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, who back in May wrote a letter to Congress saying, hey, well, you know violent crime is up around marijuana causes violent crimes. So I need to use the federal government to go in and crack down all these medical marijuana states. So this headline is in response to that, and it's just people are going around and doing studies and producing evidence that Jeff Sessions is incorrect when he says that cannabis is causing more violent crime. And specifically here in Washington State, there were some studies that came out, and people did some good reporting about this, and what they found was that violent crime in Washington State has gone down since cannabis has been legalized. So in 2011, there were 295.6 violent crimes per 100,000 people. By 2015, that had dropped down to 285 violent crimes per 100,000 people. Now, that's not a big drop. It's only an 11-point drop, but still, it was a drop, and there's more stats that back that up. The Sheriffs and Police Chiefs Association also did a study from 2012 to 2016 showing that violent crime dropped from 3.6 per 1,000 people to 3.3 per 1,000 people. Now, again, that's not a big drop, but it just shows that if things are going down on these two things, just this little amount, there's no way they're going up in Sessions' world. So we don't really know where Sessions is getting this information from. It is Jeff Sessions. He is a senator from Alabama, and he is from the very backwoods of Alabama. So me kind of knowing these kind of folks, it doesn't really matter what the statistics are or what things are real. Once they get something in their head, they're just going to go along with it. And he is trying to drum up support to go after marijuana to fill his private prisons. Even though violent crime is way down, it's actually been cut in half since the 1990s to 2015. Violent crime is way down. So Jeff Sessions is totally off base talking about violent marijuana causes or cannabis causes violent crime. So that's the headline. Just, you know, don't buy it. Don't buy that cannabis is causing the violent crime. So next up on our headlines, and this is a good story too, although I wish it was kind of going on more, is Nebraska football player had some charges dropped, marijuana charges dropped, and this was, he was a Nebraska University, the Corn Huskers, a big football team. One of the receivers was arrested in South Florida for a felony, over 20 grams of cannabis. And those charges were dropped down to a misdemeanor. And he also had a misdemeanor paraphernalia charge dropped. But he was found with, him and another football player, one of the safeties there, were found with two backpacks that had cannabis in them. One had over 20 grams, and they didn't say how much the other one did, but they said the one backpack was theirs, and they the guy went through a drug treatment court and he had his charges dropped. Now, this kind of stuff happens every day, but it made my headlines today because this is a thing going on right now in football and sports in general where a lot of players are coming out saying, hey, we use medical marijuana for pain. And we use this to help with our TBI and our CTE, which has been shown that medical marijuana is good for that. So this football player, in my opinion, you know, I don't really know why he was using the marijuana, but I don't think he should have had to go through the drug court to get the charges dropped. If you're using cannabis for medicine, and most people are using cannabis for medicine, but this a lot of people don't know because they just haven't been educated on how to use medical cannabis intentionally. So he probably was using the cannabis for some type of pain, or he just was using it. And in that case, it's not really a drug that you need to go to drug rehab for. It's like telling somebody on heart medicine that you need to go to heart medicine rehab. It just makes no sense. So it is good news that these charges are dropped. Unfortunately, I just don't think that these types of things are happening on an equal basis around our country. We know that African Americans are arrested far more on cannabis. Their charges aren't being dropped. Just the regular everyday person out there. So this is a good story, but it needs to be happening a lot more. And one of the things pushing the cannabis activism right now these days are a lot of the NFL players are stepping up and becoming activists because they're using medical cannabis to help them as opposed to all the deadly opiates. So that's a really good news. So next up on our headlines, right here on KTAH, you can follow me on Twitter at MJ is Medicine, is Senate votes to tell Jeff Sessions to go take a hike. So the Senate is controlled by Republicans, and so this is a really good story. And it comes out of this Republican-controlled Congress who are really seeing the benefit of medical marijuana in their own states. And there's a recent poll that said 94% of Americans say that medical marijuana should be legal if prescribed by a doctor. So basically 94% of people in the United States say that medical marijuana is a thing. So these Republicans know that if they come back to their states and the federal government starts busting people for marijuana, there's going to be big problems. I mean, people are done with cannabis prohibition everywhere across the states, everywhere across this country. Everybody knows that it's a fraud, and we've been talking about it since I've been using cannabis. Let's just go ahead and legalize it. And that was, I mean, I'm from the deep South Alabama, and 9 out of 10 people I know are for legalizing cannabis. So, and the good news is the Senate agrees with me. And the Senate told Jeff Sessions in the form of an amendment on a budget bill that they just passed and Trump signed. And it said basically you can't use federal money to go after medical marijuana states. Now, the White House did say we might not abide by that. So that still could be a problem. But it was really good to see that the Republicans and, frankly, a lot of the Democrats are coming around. Because Democrats, they're kind of like la-di-da. We're sort of friendly with medical marijuana. But they're not out there pounding the pavement for it, most of them. But there are some that are. So, and we'll be talking about that next week on the show. There's a bill actually coming out now to have cannabis legalized across the board, put up there by Cory Booker. So actually writing an article on that right now. So we'll be having that on our story, on our headlines next week. So that's the end of our headlines today. And what we want to do is we'll just do a little topic at the end of our headlines every week. I'll try to be bringing in some guests from time to time, and I'll also just be sharing some information. So this week, we're going to talk about storing cannabis, and this story came up. It was in our headlines, but I decided to put it down here in this part because it is about storing cannabis, and it involves a show that was on Weed Maps TV, and a guy was doing strain reviews since 2010, and he had like a jar up on his shelf there with marijuana in it or cannabis that had been in there for 5 years. and they opened it up and used it and smoked it and had it tested. And so it was really interesting to read some of the statistics that came out of the test. A lot of the terpenes were still there. A lot of the THC was still there. One of the most interesting things that I saw that came out of there was around a cannabinoid known as CBN, which people mention it a lot because it's always mentioned as you want to have your beneficial cannabinoids, THC, CBD, and then CBG, you see that, and then CBN too. Well, some of the reading I do, and one of the people I trust in the cannabis industry, Dr. Jeffrey Raber, says that CBN is either from bad tests or the degradation of or cannabis that has been degraded or been compromised as far as being left out in the sun or decomposed. And so this had a CBN in it, and so it was good for me to see sort of verified that that is true, because the CBN levels were a little higher, were kind of up there. So it was good to see that that was actually a real thing. We struggle in the cannabis industry with real facts and scientifically proven things just because it's been an illegal undertaking for so long that we haven't had a chance to do a lot of tests and scientific studies. So it's good to see that the CBN thing was there, and that it sort of verified that you don't really want CBN in your flower. And it kind of shows that it's been sitting around for a long time. But if you don't want CBN and you want to just have your stuff for a couple months and you're growing it, here's a couple tips on how to store it and how to keep it fresh. So we're not going to really get into cutting everything down and all that and how to do that. But once you get everything cut down, what I do what you can do is you take your flower and you take your buds, as they call them, you can lay them out on plates or trays, and you want to have your fan going, and you want to keep the fan on it for about a week because you want to get as much moisture out of there as possible. Now, a lot of people will they call it trimming, and they'll take scissors and take off all the small leaves and everything at that time. But what I have found is if you just, as that stuff dries out, if you just take the flower and kind of rub it around in your hand or move it around, all those little hairs and leaves on that flower will dry up and they'll just crumble off on their own. And so that allows a lot of the external oils and trichomes to stay on the outside of the flower and not get taken away with scissors. So once you get that done, you let it dry for about a week in the fan on the outside. And then you are going to want to get a jar. You can use any kind of jar. You want to wash it out real good and make sure it's clean and dry. You take your cannabis after it's been dry for about a week, and you should be able to pick it up and kind of move it around, and it should feel pretty dry on the outside. You can squeeze it and kind of tell, okay, it's not dry on the inside, but you can tell all the outside layers are dried. So at that point, you want to take it and put it in a jar, and you put the lid on. You know, once I put it in the jar, I usually leave the lid off for about another day or two just to make sure everything's dried in that environment is drying more. Then what I'll do is you can take the jar, and you put the top on the jar, and then for about another 2 or 3 weeks, you want to take that lid off that jar twice a day. And then start taking it off once a day. And then after about a month, you can start taking it off about once or twice a week. But then I wouldn't suggest sealing it completely up for about 2 months without checking on it at all. And what you want to do, the way you can tell that everything's good to go as far as to seal it up permanently, is if you take one of your stems on the flower and you break it and it just snaps, your little snap, then that means it's dry enough. So that's a good way to tell. And then once you get it dried out for a good 2 months like that, taking the lid off, they call it burping. Once you burp it for about 2 months, then you can just let it sit there for forever how long. As in this case, this guy let it sit up there for 5 years. So it is something that you can store and keep around. Most people don't keep cannabis around for 5 years for obvious reasons. Most folks would be lucky to have it around for a week. So if you're buying stuff at these I-502 stores, a lot of times I'll take them out of the Ziplocs that they send it in and put it in jars or little containers. Because if you keep it in that plastic bag and you move it around and stuff, the little trichomes and everything and oils on the outside rub off on the side of that bag, and they also kind of get broken off and sent down to the bottom of the bag, and then they're hard to get to. So you want to take and kind of put things in jars. You don't want to shake it up. You want to make sure to kind of treat everything kind of gingerly to make sure that all the oils and the crystals aren't coming off of there. So that's some tips I have for storing cannabis. There's a lot of different ways. Everybody kind of has their own method, but that's a general overview of it. My name is Lucas Barfield, and you are tuned in to KTAH, the Cannabis Corner. If you would like to follow me on Twitter and get some headlines that I find interesting, and you can send me a message on Twitter if you have a question. You can follow me at MJIsMedicine. So we'll be doing these every week, and thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.